The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 27th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Amazon Restaurant Delivery Service. How many of you in the UK were actually using it? Apparently nobody. Well, if you at least were thinking about using the service, you better start pretty soon. That's because Amazon is ending its restaurant delivery service in the UK and won't be doing any more orders after December 3rd. Now, those of you that don't remember, Amazon Restaurants was actually available exclusively to Prime subscribers. Then you only had to pay around £2 to have the food delivered within an hour from over 200 London restaurants. But because of this thing we call modern technology, hence Uber or Uber Eats, or you get the idea, Amazon's restaurant idea just kind of fell behind. Well, I think it's safe to say it seems that Google is on Putin's list. Yeah, it seems Russia's not too happy with Google right now because they haven't removed some links they asked them to get rid of. These links are basically to websites that are banned in the country. Now, the potential penalty for Google right now is, kind of steep. 700,000 rubles. Yes, about $10,000. But that apparently is just the start. According to Reuters, Russia's government, is also considering more drastic actions. What might that be? Well, fining companies up to 1% of annual revenue for failing to comply with similar laws.
Your next move, Google.
And finally, Apple TV, as nice as it is, it's overpriced. And the consumers are pretty much letting Apple know this. Yeah, things like the Roku, the Fire TV, they're outselling Apple like there's no tomorrow. Now, of course, Apple is aware of this, but they've been kind of, shall we say, on the snooze button for quite some time. But Apple might be finally waking up, somewhat. Rumors are circulating around that Apple's working on a dongle. Yes, instead of rolling out a new set-top box, looks like Apple's ready to go the dongle route. Yeah, they want to go that minimalistic design route like Amazon's Fire TV or even a Google Chromecast. Yeah, we all know that Apple's TV doesn't look very appealing when you put it next to a Chromecast that's $25 and that's $149. And while the functionality is completely different, it does pretty much the same thing. Gets crap on your TV screen. And because Apple's media player space is completely shrunk, 15% globally, by the way, they figure it's time for a change. When we're going to see that change, we have no idea. Maybe the reason why we're not going to hear anything until next year is they're still trying to figure out a name. Because I gotta say, if it's gonna be the Apple Dong, Pornhub would probably love the sound of that one. But the mainstream consumer, I don't think so. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Our official website powered by TSO Host. If you're looking for great web hosting, you need to go check them out. They keep the BTN network afloat and is running so smooth, and I'm sure it'll run smooth for you. Check them out, tsohost.com. Also, give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. Also on Twitter at British Tech. But the place you need to follow what's going on in the BTN world is our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it and join in the fun. Come do it right now. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a grand old Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.